There is that to which the words and the thoughts that underlie the words point, and that is the essence of our gathering here, and that to which they point is the essence of who you are. And the purpose of our afternoon is to either awaken, or in the case of many of you, to deepen the realization or the connectedness with who you truly are. And when I say truly, I mean in the depth of your being, and I mean a dimension that is deeper than your personal history. And most humans are completely unaware that there is a dimension of consciousness in them that is deeper than their personality, their personal self. So they are trapped on the surface level of reality, and that is not a pleasant place to be. You are basically then trapped in your conditioned personality, the person, the egoic self, and you know somehow, you know that there is something not right. You know somewhere, instinctively, you know there's something so important that's not here yet and that's missing in my life. There's something wrong. And how humans interpret that mentally, what they perceive or feel to be wrong, varies from person to person. One person might say, what's wrong is that all humans don't have the same religion that we have. There's something deeply wrong. So we need to either convert them or kill them. Or other humans say there's something deeply wrong about society that projected outward. Of course, there's lots wrong with society, but there's what is society? It's the sum total of the individuals. There's something deeply wrong with my personal history. It's so unsatisfying. Why? Why did so many things go wrong in my life? Things that weren't supposed to happen. I imagined things going very differently. Failed marriage and divorce and all this dreadful suffering, and then there was the illness, and then there was that, and then there were great achievements, and then there were, again, the opposite. Something is looking for the next thing to feel fulfilled by: possessions, recognition, something missing. There's always something missing. What they don't know is that what is missing, what they look for outside, or they blame others for preventing them from finding it. You can blame entire groups of people for making you feel unfulfilled. It's a very common thing these days, and very satisfying to the false sense of self, because if you can see yourself as a victim, either on a personal level or a collective level, that gives you a somewhat satisfying sense of identity, satisfying in a completely non-satisfying way. It's a paradox. You feel good about feeling bad. The more you can complain about others, and the better you feel, but it's bad. But the ego thinks it's better. And you feel, now you know who you are more fully. It's a fiction. So you can emphasize your victim identity on the personal level to give you some kind of stronger sense of self. Or you can emphasize your identity as the one who is victorious in the world. Me. The ego doesn't mind which one. They're both equally strong and equally false. Usually ego, the egoic self, is interpreted by people as people who have a high sense of, exaggerated sense of who they are, who think they're better than others. And that is one aspect of ego. But there's another aspect of ego which is equally strong, and that is people who have a self-image, a self-identity,